what is our goal of our life. And very clearly I have told that love and affection unto the lotus feet of Krishna is our aim. And from that is why I began from Dhruva, Prahlad, also Ambarish Maharaj, Hanuman, Pandavas and one left, and after now, before this, for, that cow giving donation, Nriga, and so many examples, and clearly showed the love in the heart of Radhika is highest among all. We cannot attain that. But the love and affection in the heart of Rupa Goswami, in Rupa Manjari and other, the friends of Srimati Radhika, always eternal maid servants. Oh, this is highest. So, it has been told, we want to be dust of the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. This is our object, main object of life, to attain this thing. The love and affection which is in the heart of Rupa Goswami and Rupa Manjari, both internally and externally. This is our aim. And that is called Prem Prayojan. Very highest thing. But how to attain? Your life will be successful. So, how it can be attained? Then we will have to go to Rupa Goswami. Come with me where Rupa Goswami is. You can come with me in Vrindavan, in Seva Kunja, Radha Damodar Temple. You should come. Oh, very high class of devotee. His life and soul of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his embodiment of Mahaprabhu, his love and affection of Mahaprabhu. How? It has been told, Swaswarupe, Priyasarupe, Daitasarupe, Sahajanurupe, Prabhu Rekarupe, Tatanarupe, Swabilasarupe, like this. None different of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inspired everything in the heart of Rupa Goswami. He knows everything. He has some process given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani, and other books. If you will follow, very quickly we can attain that kind of love, which are even very rare for Brahma, Shankar, Narada and others, Sanak, Sanandana or others, very rare. But we can attain it from the mercy of Rupa Goswami, otherwise not. He has told in, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first met Rupa Goswami on the bank of Jamuna and on this meeting place of Ganga and Jamuna, Prayag, very sacred place. So he met, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowingly he came, that Rupa will meet me here. And when Rupa Goswami met, he embraced him, and empowered, and inspired him. Oh, everything which was in the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he went to Puri, he told Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Sarvam Bhattacharya, and all others, Swarupa Damodar, Raya Ramananda, others, Haridas Thakur, that you should sprinkle mercy to rope that he can establish my mode in this world. He can preach my all things. So Rupa Goswami is telling that if you want to attain this high class of mode to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, you want to make your life successful, happy forever, more than anyone, which Lakshmi Devi tried, the wife of Narayan, tried, or the Jagyapatni, they also tried, so many tried, but they never attained, never, so high and rare. But by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, we can attain it very easily, like this, very easily. So, if you are interested and you want to make your life happy forever, eternally, then you should follow. He has told in the beginning of his book, Bhakti Rasa Mrishna, Adau Saddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Atha Bhajan Kriya, Tato Anartha Nibritti, Tato Nishtha, Ruchistata Statha Bhavo, Prema Bhudanchati, Sadhaka Namayam, Prem Bhavit Kama. You should follow this. There is no other way to have a bhakti like that, like gopis, especially like Rupa Manjari and others. Very hard. So you should try to attend all these things and to follow all these. First, all the jivas who are in this world has forgotten. Oh dearest, merciful, loving, supreme personality of Godhead Krishna. All totally. They are searching everywhere. Oh happiness, happiness. Here, there. They are seeking happiness in eating meat, drinking drugs, wine, especially in 3W. What are 3Ws? So we want to search these things, in these things, but no anand is there, no happiness is there. So, by luck and by fortunate, if you are doing anything related to Krishna, he associates and other things which are connected with Krishna. If you are doing something for them, three things. Krishna, he associates. Tadrup Vaibhav. Tadrup Vaibhav means Tulasi, Hari name, the places of pastimes of Krishna and other things. These are called Sukriti. If you have done some Sukriti, then you can have the mercy of any sadhu. Otherwise, no sadhu sang and no bhakti. Bhakti depends on sadhu sang. If you can meet any sadhu by any way and you are serving them, a Sukriti, very powerful Sukriti will come. And thus, you will have some test in hearing his Harikatha. Otherwise, he will tell Harikatha so much, but you will have no interest at all. So sadhu sang, first sadhu sang and then second sadhu sang. First sadhu sang in general way. He will come, he can take some water. Now, please give me a glass of water. Or please give me this thing. And he will take and use in the service of Krishna. This is like a Sukriti. So Prakriti means? Like one person, there was one person who kept a lamp in Thakur temple and kept some oil in the lamp. But in night, it was to be dimmed. But a rat came and he wanted to take, to drink that oil. But their teeth are very like this, short. So his teeth was in the lamp's wick. And thus it came out and that light came suddenly and the rat was feared and he ran away. But the lamp was now very vivid. So this became like a Sukriti that he has given a lamp to Thakurji. And in next birth, he became a devotee. And then, the association of any bhakta. And very gradually, he came in the path and he attained bhakti. So this is, there is no way. You are going anywhere to see anything. There are so many persons like English person, American and so many. They go to travel here and there. In curiosity they went to Vrindavan. And they went on the birthplace of Krishna, Gokul. They went to the Rasasthali. Oh, what is that? Very beautiful. But when, as they went there, the dust came and they became pure. Then they will ask, oh, what is this? Oh, this is the part of praise of Krishna. Who was Krishna? Oh, his supreme personality. Oh, really? And then that sadhu told that you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you will see this Krishna also gradually. This is the way. Krishna Bhakti? Bhakti is to satsanga prapyate pumba purva janma sukrite sukrite. So first, sadhu sangha is essential. Krishna sends a sadhu, qualified sadhu, to anyone. Like last night you saw that Narad was going and a hunter was there and he called Narad, why you came to this path? My all deers and all are running away here and there. I will kill you. Then Narad told that you cannot kill me. Never you cannot. You should try, but he could not do. So, the reason that bhakti comes only from sadhu sangha. When past activities related to Krishna are matured, then second sadhu sangha comes. And after that, he will believe in sadhu, in Krishna bhakti. This shraddha comes. What is shraddha? What is shraddha? You should define.
Shri Chaitanya Charitamritam, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Pad has written, Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Kahe Sudhira Nishtoy Krishna Bhakti Kaila Karma Sarva Krita Hai. That Shraddha means the firm, unflinching conviction that simply by rendering devotional service to Krishna, everything else is automatically achieved. I have no other responsibility in this world to family members, to society, to forefathers, to demigods, to anyone. simply by rendering service at the lotus feet of Krishna, then all success in life will be attained. Also, in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in Jaiva Dharma, he has quoted verse from Amnaya Sutra, Sradhatananyo Varjam Bhakton Mukhi Chitta Briti Vishesh. That Shraddha means the special tendency of the heart to always be inclined and attentive in the activities of devotional service, neglecting all other paths and all other processes such as karma, jnana and yoga.
So understand by this, what is the seed of bhakti, shraddha. But really you should know that the seed of bhakti is a tendency to serve Krishna, a wish to serve Krishna. Vasana. What? Desire to serve. From where it comes? That sadhu, he gave by the mercy of Krishna, that you should serve Krishna and you will be happy. This desire to serve Krishna came, this is the seed of bhakti lata, bhakti kripa. And this outer nature is what? Shraddha to guru, guru words. Shraddha to Shastra word, Shraddha to Vaishnava words. He will honor the words of Gita, Bhagavata, Ramayana, Purana and all others. The words of Krishna and sadhu words like Narad, Brahma, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasa, Krishna Dvaipa and Vyas, especially the words of Roop, Sanatan and all others. That he will have to have very strong faith in their word. Like Haridas Thakur, Khanda Khanda, Hoi Jadi Jaya Dihapra, Kamam Badane Na Chari Harina. If anyone will cut me into pieces, but I cannot give up chanting Harina. So this is like Shraddha. He will have so faith, you know. He will not be like today's modern wives and husbands divorcing each other. Now, to divorce wife or sister and to divorce guru also and to make another guru, very easy. But by this we cannot attend Krishna. So, faith in guru words. And guru should be of high class, not bogus guru. If you are sincere, Krishna will arrange to give you a very good guru, qualified guru. So you should always pray Krishna that he should give a qualified, a standard guru. Then, this is the external symptom of that seed of bhakti. But so you should have a strong faith in Guru word, Krishna word and epics word. You will follow. Then after this, when you have a strong faith in Krishna words, then you will have to follow Krishna. Epic words and Vaishnava, what is that? Tadviddhi, pranipatena, pariprasnena, shiva. Upadechantiti jnanam, jnanina tattva darshina. Oh, they have realized this tattva, real thing. Supreme personality of Godhead. Go to them and do pranam to them. What is pranam? Oh, pranam to you. This is not. I'm giving my my everything, my whole knowledge, everything in the lotus feet of my Guru. I'm surrendering. This is pranam. What you will tell, I must obey. And then he will serve him and please him. And then asking some question in a very good way, very humbly. And then he will. Then he will tell that you should take shelter in high class of any guru. You should go and test him. There are some symptoms of guru and disciple both. And that is why it has been told in Shastra. What? Tasmad gurum prapadyete jigyasu shayam uttamam shabde parecha nishanam brahmani. Who can remove your all doubts? He will give you good instructions. And he will take you to Krishna. He is realized so. Not hankering for any worldly thing. Sense gratification. He has given up. If you see anyone in any guru, that sense gratification is there. Or do pranam and give up. If he was sannyasi, high class of sannyasi, but he was attached to any lady and gave up and came in grihastha ashram, you should do pranam and give up. Like what? A stool. You should give up. So, there are some symptoms of Gurudev. And you should see. And there are some symptoms of disciples are. He will come in a very good family. In rusticated form. Oh. He should wake in morning, very morning. He should obey, who should be obedient, very humble. Always serving his Gurudev. Beautiful, young also. Guru should be like this. Especially, we will see that, oh, he is chanting and he has some taste in chanting or not. This is first class. But if anyone is showing that I am chanting, but really his heart is not melting, tears are not coming, then he is not actually. So, by seeing all these things, a guru will initiate any disciple who is so humble, coming of good family, and he is so having all the qualities. He will have no doubt about guru, and guru will be out of all doubts. But don't by kalpana ke dwara kisi mein aarop mat karo. What? There is a guru. His guru gave him renunciation. Later on, he was attached to any lady and to his daughter, like that is disciple. Oh, he married her. But even the disciples think that he is guru. This is a breach of trust. We should not trust in that guru. We should give up. And make a new guru who is in line of his Gurudev. Always chanting, remembering, and he can remove these doubts and he may give the desire to serve Krishna fully. Otherwise, you cannot go up. So, all this process we should try to adopt. And then the sadhus will tell that, oh, you should be initiated. then he will admit, any qualified guru will admit in initiation class. Initiation does not come in a day, or 2 days, or 1 year, or 2 years. There are two classes of initiations. But one formality by sacrifice or this, and secondary, Vidvadrudi. What is Vidvadrudi? What is Vidvadrudi? Go on.
In Vidvadrudi Diksha, the actual process of Diksha, the disciple, he surrendered his heart and soul completely to his spiritual master. He receives Diksha Mantra, and the spiritual master informs him in the entire process how to achieve perfection in the chanting of his mantras. Then, associating with Guru and Vaishnavas and hearing continually, again and again, gradually he advances and advances until he realizes, oh, who am I, and his eternal relationship with Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatan Goswami Pad, it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Diksha Kali Bhakta Kori Atma Samapan, Sei Kali Krishna Kori Tori Atma Sam, Sei Kali Kori Tori Chira Anandamoy, Aprakrita Deyatara Charana Bhajai. When the disciple is fully surrendered at the lotus feet of his spiritual master, and he undergoes this process of Vidvadarudhi Diksha, at that time Krishna accepts that disciple to be one of his associates. He attains a transcendental body, and in that transcendental body, directly he renders service at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
For instance, example you can see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Nimai Pandit, he went to Gaya, and there he met Ishwarpuri, a very high class of devotee, Mahabhagavata, and he initiated Gopal Mantra. And when he initiated, very high class of devotee, Mahabhagavata, and he initiated Gopal Mantra. And when he initiated, he began to weep so loudly, sometimes laughing, sometimes rolling down on the earth. At very same time, he went to Puri, Kashi, and he met with so many impersonalists there, Prakashananda Saraswati. Prakashananda told, oh, you are in my line, but why you are weeping? Why you are dancing? And why you doing so? Oh, this is not in our line. So try to reform. Why you weep sometime? Why you cry sometime? Why you dance sometime? And rolling down on that. Why? Oh, he tell, my Gurudev told me that you are not qualified to read Vedanta Shastra. You are like a foolish. So I am giving you one mantra, and you should remember this mantra. What? Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam Aiva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. That I am giving you Harinam and this mantra, and your life will be successful. Do it always, without a stoppage. You should go on. So when I began, and my Gurudev gave me Gopal Mantra, I saw that in mantra, I saw that no word. Oh, in this mantra, Gopi Jana Vallabh came. Very beautiful. Peacock feathers here. Very sweet float on his lamp. And so beautiful and smiling and seeing by crooked eyes. I began to run after him. And when I ran after him, he began to go back. Little, little. And when I was to touch him, at once he disappeared in a tree or here, any kunja. Then I began to weep. When I weep, again he came and then I began to laugh. But again he disappeared and again I began to weep so loudly, rolling down. So I don't weep and dance knowingly, artificially. Oh, that mantra makes me laugh, that mantra makes me weep and dance and all. Then I went to my Gurudev and told, what mantra you have given that I become mad? And I possibly I dance and weep, sometimes laughing, rolling down. What mantra you gave? Gurudev, oh, your life is now success. So this is the process. We should do it. One day you will see that this mantra that Gurudev has given, it will sprout. And you will see some beauty in that. And gradually, oh, Krishna will come out. Gopijan Valla. Very beautiful. Smiling he will come. And then he will, another day what? Oh, he will take Srimati Radhika also. Third day, oh, Lalita Abhishakha. Fourth day, with his all past times he will be seen. Great. And then, your this body will be gone. And a very beautiful gopi shape will come in your heart. And then, that body, oh, it will go to Golok. And you will serve for eternally, you will serve in this way. So we should try to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that process is given to Rupa Goswami who has written all this. No? Then, if you are initiated, really, your all sins, bad activity, ignorance will go. And you will realize, who am I? Who is Krishna? You will realize. But if you are not realizing, then what? There is something lacking. Either in you or in your Gurudev. If something lacking Gurudev, he is not so high class of devotees, making offense, criticizing all others, so much attachment, worldly attachment, so many bad desires, oh, give up at once. And if he is okay, but still I am not developing, then there is something is lacking in me. There is something loophole. So try to make correction something, repair. You should go to that Gurudev. And tell him, O Gurudev, I am doing so much, but I am not realizing anything. Then he will repair. And then you should very strongly follow him. And then go. There are so many doctors. There are so many doctors in our line. Oh, first doctor is Rupa Goswami. Second is Raghunath Das Goswami. Or Jiva Goswami. Especially in so many things. Like in hospital we see, high class, eyes a specialist, nose a specialist, or right nose a specialist, left nose, heart a specialist, or this lung, that lung, or very specialist. So in our also, Jiva Goswami is doctor of what? Philosophy. If anything, philosophy. Oh, he will. You should be admitted in that. And then Rupa Goswami, he is the head of all the departments. All. And within him, oh, there are so many. जीव गोस्वामी, कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी, नरोत्तम ठाकुर, भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर, ऑल आर इन हिज हॉस्पिटल, बट हेड ऑफ द हॉस्पिटल इज, बट इट इज गवर्नड बाई चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड नित्यानंद प्रभु. सो यू शुड गो टू दैट हॉस्पिटल एंड देन वेरी सोन यू विल बी क्योर, योर ऑल दिस इज एप्लीको, वेरी सोन, वेरी सोन. एंड एज द मैजिक यू विल शो, ओ यू हैव अचीव्ड योर गोल. Then, if you are fortunate and you have sincerely called Krishna to give a guru, then Krishna will come himself, or he will send, like in Brihad Bhagavatamriti, Krishna came himself, or Radha will arrange, or he will tell to Radhika, oh, arrange a guru for him. Radhika, there is no so much qualified guru. Oh, then you should go. He will tell to Krishna. And he will go to that devotee like himself, but in other shape. And very quickly. He will tell everything. And if not coming, then he will keep his hand on your head. Oh, at once everything will come. So you should try to serve a Gurudev. I served Jiva Goswami to his Gurudev, Rupa Goswami. As Raghunath Das Goswami served Sarup Damodar. And after that, Rupa Goswami. You should try to serve. And then, it will come. When a real initiation will be done, in a real process, then a tendency to do bhajan will come. And then, with very honor, serving Gurudev and Vaishnava, in their guidance, first Shravanam, then Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakham, Atmanivedanam. This 9 kinds. Among 64 kinds of bhakti. We will do. And if more, then among 64, 9 are prominent. That I told. In 9, there are 5 prominent. Sadhu Sangha, higher class of Sadhu Sangha. Nam Kirtan, in the association of Sadhu. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavatam. Always reading Bhagavatam. Or hearing Srimad Bhagavat from high class of devotees. And doing Archan of Radha and Krishna or any. In the association of high Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha is common to all. And living fair in Vrindavan, in Jagannathpuri or Navadvipa, where Sadhu Sangha is available easily, especially in Vrindavan or anywhere, but always in their guidance. And among these 5, it is sure that if you have no offense, no criticized any Vaishnava, no namaparad, very quickly Krishna Prem will come. Very powerful. And among them, 3 are more prominent. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. And in 3, prominent is loudly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, these bhajan of are 2 kinds, 2 types. How? With nishtha or without nishtha. First you will do, but there is no nishtha at all. Anishthita bhakti. No test. Sometimes doing one round, two round, three round, sometimes four round, sometimes 16 round, but not fixed. With no honor. Sometimes hearing Harikatha and sometimes no. Sometimes remembering, sometimes. There is no test, no anything. This is called Anishtha. He is hearing, he is chanting also. Sometimes. How many chants? Oh, I will try to chant daily two times. Oh, this is not. But sometimes, oh, today I was sick, I could not. I slept so much, I could not. So this is what is with not anishtha, anishthita bhakti. Nishthita bhakti, anishthita bhakti, oh, what should I do? Should I live with my father, mother, my wife, children, or I should give up? I have heard that these are like a blind well, I told in morning. So I should give up them or I should stay with them and chant and remember. Sometimes we will see that, oh, this is like a fire. I must give up. But at the second moment, he will, oh, my mother is so old. My father is old. I am newly married. Oh, very little, small children. How I can give up? So I must be here. I should be like Pandavas, Gopis, and others like Srinivas Pandit and others. And the next moment he will say, oh, I will have to give up. What should I do? Quarreling. Oh, sometimes quarreling with Vishay. Vishay Sangara. What? Oh, I should give up all these things. I should be renounced. But, oh, how then I will keep my life? Then I should take something. Or if delicious things comes one day, I will not take. And next day, oh, bring this delicious. He cannot control. And thus, quarreling with all wishes, he is gone. He never makes fixed and very strong. So this is anishthita bhakti. It will not do. But if you are not giving up and doing daily with association, associating with high class of Vaishnava, oh, they will inspire you. They will give you some power to do it. And then nishthita bhakti will come. How? What is in Srimad Bhagavatam? Nasta prayesh prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya. If you are serving Odish Bhagavat and Bhagavat, Vaishnava Bhagavat, falling both, a very strong power will come. And you can decide, oh, I must do this. You will promise like that. And you will complete that. So, when we are doing all these things without taste, but by buddhi, by intelligence, that I must do this, and he began to do all these things, then it is called nishtha. But buddhi purvikam. What buddhi purvikam? That I must do. Otherwise, bhakti will not come. But doing so, following so, being in Vrindavan, in the guidance of Guru Vaishnava, Rasik Vaishnava Tattagya, and doing. And if you are not there, then be anywhere. But think that I am in Vrindavan, in their guidance. And then chant, remember all these things. Then quickly a taste will come. If taste is coming, oh, you are so much successful. Your half bhakti is done. Then there will be no problem so much. But this taste is a Kirtan is done like here, very beautiful with harmonium and guitar and all. And if this throat is very sweet and he is singing in a sweet manner, then we will like to sing, to hear this. And if not, a more advanced devotee is singing and weeping, but yet there will be no taste. So these are two kinds. Vastu vaisisht apekkhini, vastu vaisisht anapekkhini. When our Thakurji is decorated so well, oh Thakurji, very beautiful. And if the same Thakurji is not decorated, oh very simple, or the cloths are not clean, or not ornaments are given, no flute of golden flute is given, peacock feather is not, then, oh, no taste in. When a taste will come, hearing Krishna from anyone, he may be prostitute or anyone, and singing Hare Krishna, or she is singing the song, Jasamati Nandan, anywhere, and he quickly becomes mad, and try to pursue, and try to catch hold of that person. No sense there. His mind is not controlled. He becomes unmatta. Then, this is real ruchi. Real ruchi. And then, if this ruchi is thick, more thicker, then it is called asak. Then we cannot give up chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When you will sleep, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When you will awoke, oh, you will see that, oh, Hare Krishna is coming on. If you are operation hall, and when you will come, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Always. In dream, you will chant Hare Krishna. So, asakti is of two kinds. Asakti in bhajan, and asakti in bhajaniya. Asakti in bhajan, chanting, hearing katha. Oh, Hari katha is going on very far away from 200 miles from here. Any high class of Vaishnava is speaking about the very sweet and powerful pastimes of Krishna and so many instructions. Oh, he will go. His husband will tell him, if you will go, I will give up you. She tells nothing. I must go. Whether you are keeping or not, I must go. Husband is like so. Wife is telling that, oh, our children are here and you are going there, you should not go. Oh, anyhow, I must go. Then I will divorce you, you should keep in mind. No heart. So this is for bhajan. And what is bhajaniya? After that, it will be transferred. Asakti will be in bhajan also, but it will be also transferred to bhajaniya. That is object. Who is object? Radha Krishna service. It will transfer. Then it will be more thicker that you cannot be without chanting, be without hearing. Oh, I must go to Vrindavan. If you have no money, oh, I will sell my oh, daughter, very beautiful in market and I will go. Understand? This mood will be there. No harm. Prabodhananda Saraswati has told me like this. Huh? What did Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami? They gave up everything and they. Oh, the king, he was very near and dear to king. Prime Minister. But he left it. In a second, and he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When asakti will be like this, and then Ashuddha Sattva will come in your heart, that is called Rati or Bhav. I will explain it. And how we can do, then we will come to process of Upadesha Amrita and then to I wanted to speak about Manashiksha. So this is like a platform. Now you can understand, oh, Manashiksha. This is not ordinary thing. Gaur Premanand.